went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, you know, we love to bring our community together to show love to each other, especially when you're super hot and you got lots of money.
We do, girl. We love love. We really do. And if you're hot, that's like, you know, the icing on the cake.
The ladies like themselves a hot man. That's for sure. But you know what? The guys like themselves, too. A woman that is kind to them.
Oh, right.
Is attractive.
Yeah, I forgot about
all
that.
You know what I mean? That's important,
that
too.
That is important.
That's so we hear. Anyway,
yeah.
But this morning we have Theo on the phone. Good morning, Theo. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
we're really happy that you're putting yourself out there in the dating world.
That's right.
As much as we know it sucks.
Uh-huh.
So tell us, who did you go on a date with?
I went on a date with Chrissy.
Okay.
And we met through eHarmony. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of mutual interests. So we both enjoyed cooking and camping and traveling. And it was a good conversation. I had the initial conversation before we decided to go to dinner. I thought very nice. We decided to go to this little restaurant called L'Etoile.
Oh yeah. That's a high roller place.
It is.
And I was a little hesitant to go there because I know it's pretty really, really fancy, but I wanted to make a good impression. And it was good. You know, I think it was, I don't think it was an immediate spark. I don't think it was, but I think there's potential there. I think we were just getting acquainted. You know, the bill kind of came out a little higher than I thought. It was around $200, which, you know, I didn't understand it was going to be that expensive. But once I got over that initial shock, I think, which, of course, anyone would be shocked to spend $200 on a dinner for two people. It's a lot. But I thought it was a very nice time. You know, I thought we both enjoyed it. And I wanted to see her again, for sure. Obviously, somewhere not as expensive. I've tried to reach out, but I haven't heard back.
Having any luck?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, I like that she has a palate for the finer tastes in life.
Oh, absolutely.
I've spent my time there on my anniversary because that is a very beautiful, the site, you can see the Capitol.
Yes.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
The vino is really yummy.
Yeah. I mean, that is where special occasions are great for that place. Or, like you said, trying to make a great first impression.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you really impressed her. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
When you're taking her out to this really nice place.
Yep.
So your conversation was really well. Now, let me ask you, did you look the way that you present yourself on eHarmony?
Right.
Because that usually takes it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you do?
Yes. I represented actively, as did she.
Okay,
good. You know, we have to ask. We have a little checklist, you know. Did you look good?
Yeah.
Did you comb your hair? Take a shower?
Yeah.
Did you
wear a hat? Some guys wear baseball hats in a really fine dining area.
Yeah.
The girls don't like.
No.
Okay.
I look very awkward in hats. It makes my face unusually round, I think.
Oh, okay. Right. Good to know. Good to know.
Yep.
He does not wear a hat. Makes his face look round.
That is good to know.
Check and check.
Yes.
All right, my man. So let's just ask this. How did the date end? Did you get like a hug, a pat on the head?
It was somewhere between a hug and a handshake. It wasn't very affectionate, but it was cordial, I thought.
Okay.
You know.
Sounds like something a bro would do. It's like my brosive hug.
I know. After a nice romantic dinner.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he would want that. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Chrissy and see why she's not getting back to you. So how many times have you tried to call her or text her?
Yeah.
I made 3 attempts, and I think beyond that would be a little bit desperate, I think.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Maybe this is desperate, too, but I'd like to see if I can.
Okay.
Have another time
We will help you.
Yeah, we will.
It's happening next. Hopefully, a second date. You're welcome. Between Theo and Chrissy with Chris in the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We're back at it amongst the dating life. And second date updates are very popular right here in Madtown and surrounding areas.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we learned so much. People love to hear about these dates. So we've got Theo on the phone. He is calling for a second date with Chrissy. They met on eHarmony. They have lots in common, cooking, camping, and traveling. He took her to L'Etoile. Like, you know, we love that place. That place is very high-end. That's for great first impressions. Anniversaries, all kind of stuff. The bill came out to be a little expensive, but overall, it was a very nice time.
Yeah, $200 we're talking.
Yeah, $200. They ended the date a little strange, though. It seemed like a hug slash handshake.
Yeah, it was a bro hug.
Yeah. And after you're done at L'Etoile, I mean, you really don't want a bro hug.
No, you want to make out in the backseat of your car and steam up the windows.
Yes!
Old school.
Yeah. So that didn't happen.
That did not happen for Theo. All right, Theo, are you ready? We're going to call Chrissy.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chrissy?
This is.
Hey, girl. How are you? This is Kristen Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93 and Jams.
Hi, good morning. What do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, the pleasure is all ours.
That's right.
Listen, girl, we are really happy because we're calling you. You have actually stolen the heart of a local man here. You got to love the fact that he actually met you on eHarmony. I'm not sure how many times you date on that. But he took you to a super nice restaurant, dropped a lot of money. And he's like, honey, where did you go? Do you remember Theo?
Yeah, I do.
Listen
to that.
That doesn't sound good.
That sounds like depression and disappointment.
Really?
Okay. Well, you want to throw it down and tell us what happened?
Give us the deets, girl.
Oh my gosh.
So Theo was nice. I met him on eHarmony, I'm a foodie. I love food. I like to go to different restaurants and taste, you know, just exquisite food. Like, I just love food.
Yeah.
And so part of us getting to know each other, we talked about that. And, you know, just had mentioned some restaurants that I have fancied before in the past and then others, you know, when I traveled for work. And he had mentioned taking me out to L'Etoile. I had never been there before.
So he was
raving about how good the food was. So I checked the menu out online and I'm like, wow, you know, this is very impressive for a first date. I'm down. Let's go.
Yeah.
I spent 2 hours doing my womanly duties, primping and prepping and, making sure everything is nice and shaved and smooth and pretty.
That's right.
Clap to that.
Hard work for
a
lady.
It is. We get to the restaurant and, you know, it was, I don't know if it was first nerve jitters or first date jitters. But, you know, kind of moved along kind of slowly as far as conversation wise, but you know, we kind of hit it off, I thought, until the check came.
Oh, really?
This man obviously did not review the menu before he suggested this, and he made me pay for my portion of my dinner.
Like half of it?
Like going Dutch.
Going Dutch, old school. Wow.
Right. So, needless to say, you know, and I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a gold digger. I truly believe in living beyond your means, but that's just something that needs to be addressed prior to getting a $200 bill.
Yeah.
I don't want that surprise.
So I'm curious. Let me just say, I'm assuming that majority of the bill was yours. I'm just going off of a hunch here.
Right.
We both shared a bottle of wine. We both had an entree. We both, we had one big dessert to share. You know, it wasn't, I had an extra salad, you know, how much is an extra salad?
Right. Well, the only reason why I asked that, because, you know, Theo is on the phone. He has heard the entire conversation. You are on second date update. And I know how scared of that bill that he was that I figured, you know what? He probably just got himself an appetizer when he saw the price. So, Theo, say hi to Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Theo. How are you today?
What?
I'm a bit embarrassed. I did not handle you right. I did not handle that well. I did not know that it was going to be that, and I'm in a kind of an in-between place financially. I was not ready for that, and it would have been even more embarrassing, but I didn't realize. I understand your reaction to that, and I would like to say I'm sorry.
That's what it is.
I would. And I'd like to go somewhere on another date with you, go somewhere else. You may be a little bit more economically reasonable, but I would like to if you would.
We can go out for coffee or something. Is that better for your price range?
Well, hopefully it makes a little more than that.
Depressing.
Yeah. Right.
I just can't go, you know, I just don't want to go, you know, looking for Michelin stars.
Right.
Right.
You know what I like about this, Krista, is this genuine apology.
I know, it's sweet,
because
right?
it is heartfelt. He really does mean it. I think he was trying to do a good thing, and it backfired.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think he was being malicious or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, and I love that you two are like, you know, willing to give this another shot because obviously you had a great conversation.
Yes.
And, you know, when it comes to this fabulous restaurant, we know that this is something, you know, that you put on the side and wait unless you make it a whole bunch of money. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, but listen, this is a great thing about this because when you come on Second Date Update, Tracy and I are all about getting you hooked up. So we would love to send you back.
Yeah.
To this fabulous restaurant on us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy to pay. Just for the record, I'm happy to pay.
Oh,
no, we're happier to pay for you.
We are. We are. Okay, save up for the third date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You save that money and you take her roller skating because we love to roller skate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fun date.
That just means that Tracy and I want to come on your date.
Yeah, that's basically, we always throw hints out.
We'll DJ it.
We surely will.
Welcome to this couples gate.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.